Hold on.
What, without getting sued out of fucking ass.
It's from Vern Troyer's Facebook page.
Would you, Pat? Hey, Pat, would you...
You want to stop playing licensed music on our unlicensed podcast? It's just from Vern Troyer's Facebook.
Oh, shit.
Google knows everything.
What is it?
He looked up Owa.
Oh, okay. And it gave up.
Anyway. I mean, well, Google is pretty good because yesterday when Pat was talking about the little things you throw on the ground and they blow up, I actually searched, like, things that make sound wrapped in paper when you throw them, and it got it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty fucking awesome.
Anyway, welcome to the Lifecast.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm Deanna. To my right
only
is
physically.
Sydney.
I'm only physically.
Was I supposed to say hi?
Yeah.
Oh, hi!
To her right is Pat.
Hi.
His right is Dan.
Hi. I don't know if I'm close enough for you to hear me.
Probably not.
Probably not at all. You should get closer, Manuel.
I'll get closer.
There's a chair next to Nugget.
Make room.
Yeah, to Dan's right is our special guest, Nugget.
What's up?
Real name, Derek.
No, it's not.
Actually, wait. No, they fucked up. It's Pat, Nugget, then Dan. And to Dan's right is Greg.
Yo.
Now it is.
Fuck it.
And to Greg's right is Adam.
Hello.
And this is the Lifecast.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! 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 So what's everyone playing this week, Sydney? Let's start off with you.
Stardew Valley.
Okay.
And Tabletop Simulator.
We've all been playing a lot of Tabletop Simulator.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Secret Hitler.
It's good.
Mainly Secret Hitler.
Mainly Secret Hitler. That's all right. Pat?
Overwatch and Secret Hitler with you guys.
Secret Hitler was a given.
Don't
waste our airtime.
I mean, we got so much to talk about. In fact,
really?
So much.
All
right.
Pat,
so
please tell me about every situation in which we played Secret Hitler.
All right, so on day one of Secret Hitler time, no one really knew the rules, so I kind of, like, I had to tell everybody, and you know, the first games always suck,
because,
like, no one's, like, knows what they're doing, so...
And no one knows how to lie, effectively.
No one knows how to lie, effectively, so they just got crushed. But in the second game, things got a bit more interesting. I don't remember what happened, but I'm pretty sure I lost. And then I missed.
Yeah.
And then I shot again.
There have been times where we've played, like, two or three games in a row, and I've been Hitler every time.
Yeah.
I'm, like,
I got Hitler twice in a row.
I've only been Hitler once.
I think
no matter what, in the 12 hours we've been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, I was Hitler once, and it was, like, the second... or third game,
yeah.
And then I won in, like, two turns.
No,
so
there
it was like, super
one.
Underwhelming.
Wasn't there another one where you were Hitler,
where
I was checking your party allegiance card, but I flipped it over on the like, for everyone to see by accident?
I remember that one.
That was, like, the second game we played, because
yep.
I was still figuring out the
controls.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
there,
I remember that.
Weren't you Hitler in that one? Or were you just fascist?
I think I was just a fascist.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, like, the two times I'm a fascist, one, I won in, like, four turns,
yeah.
And then the other time, we stopped, like, a couple turns in because of a mistake. And then the rest of the time, just been liberal. Liberal the entire fucking time.
Yeah,
was,
yeah, I've noticed that. It's almost consistently
like
liberal.
Once.
Yeah. Which sucks, because I want to manipulate people. Because
I like just being fascist. Like, I feel like Hitler's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I also like
a lot of work. Let me tell you.
I like being Hitler, too.
As our resident Hitler, I can say with 100%.
I've been Hitler, like, 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
Over the course of the whole time,
like the chance of that happening is insanely low.
Yeah,
yeah,
insanely low.
It was like that. The
like
corner
just sitting there
was
confusing
just all
you guys
matches.
On what I am.
Yeah.
Pat, you don't do anything.
Exactly.
You literally just say nothing.
You act like you're a mastermind. You just don't do anything. It's not a mastermind.
Yeah.
You just kind of mumble music into the mic sometimes.
Yeah, actively manipulating. That's more interesting.
Yeah.
And more difficult.
Yeah.
Which I will show you guys someday. Maybe. If I'm ever a fucking fascist.
One day, Greg.
One day.
So, Nugget, what have you been playing?
I played Potato Thriller. That was a journey.
Okay.
We
could link to that on
the
website.
Yeah, I did a live stream of it, and then I edited parts of it and put it up on my channel. So it was like 4 videos of it. And...
Talk like a little louder.
Okay. And it's a... interesting game. So it's all developed by this one dude and he needs help.
Sarah McLachlan starts playing.
He needs help.
This man is so fucked. He needs our help. He made a thriller about potatoes. Now if that doesn't say the whole story, then I don't know what else.
So if you want a quick synopsis of it. Think PT, but with a potato killer. And then Metal Gear Solid in the middle.
Okay, so does
That's
he...
it.
So is what, the is the Metal killer a potato, or does he kill potatoes?
What? No, he's a potato we man. All... He's a man made of potatoes who deep fries his victims.
It's Mr.
That's
potato
the
Man?
Plot.
Okay.
Kinda?
No, his name is Potato Man.
Oh, okay.
Get it right. You're this bounty hunter with a robot son, and you go to hunt him.
There's the Metal Gear Solid.
Stealth game.
And the son
is
Metal Gear Solid.
Deeper than the... And,
no,
the monsters,
and
then
if you're solid, you're a cyborg with a human son.
There's like these nose monsters with one eyeball called nosy nose monsters. And, yeah. Oh, and there's no voice acting, it's all text to speech.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure the developer put his face in a bunch of the portraits around the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Randomly. I'm pretty sure that's him. I could be wrong.
Okay, so now I'm curious. Does he actually need help, or are you just saying he's fucking crazy?
I'm pretty sure he needs help.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a professional.
Okay, you're saying
you
he's crazy.
Did you pay money for this game?
I did. It was on Steam sale, but it's not much of a sale there.
much was it?
Yeah, like $280, $270 something.
It's normally $3.
Yeah, it's normally $3.
That's
bucks,
worth
so
it.
I paid $3.
A whole
30
cents off. Right.
I found
so if you don't want to spend money for the journey, just watch my vids. So you don't have to suffer.
Shameless plug.
Watch my vids.
Watch my vids.
Just do that.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe. You know.
But yeah.
We'll
leave
a playlist somewhere. We'll do a spotlight. Probably. I don't know. We're dumb enough.
Probably.
Anyway, Dan, what have you been playing?
I've been playing the new Star Ocean.
Okay.
And
tell us.
It's much better than the reviews have been saying, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's been getting... Star Ocean has always been that kind of game... Good idea.
Yeah.
Star Ocean has always been that kind of game where a lot of the reviews are always really like, it's okay, and then the fan base just really likes them. So I was fully prepared for it to be much... better than what the reviews were saying. It's story's not too much, but I really love the combat. I also finally decided to like go through the credits on Mighty No. 9, and I found out that you can just skip it entirely.
Oh, okay.
I would hope so.
Then I tried doing the Raid DLC, and it's so bad. Because, like, all they do is replace Beck with the new character Ray, who's pretty much the zero of the game.
Yeah.
But everything in the game is designed specifically for Beck.
Oh, God.
And Rey is nothing but melee, and Beck is nothing but projectiles.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So you literally can't beat the game as Rey.
Oh, that's nice.
That's why they took extra time. They wanted to make it extra hard.
The beautiful thing about this story is Shovel Knight.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Because it's like... They literally did the same thing, but they did it perfectly. And then here comes Mighty No. 9, and they were like, oh, let's put a new character in the game, but just keep all the levels exactly the same, which is...
Not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. I mean, if they were the same character and it was just a fucking skin, like Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
But no, even Super Mario Galaxy changed shit up.
Yeah. Doesn't Luigi, like, jump higher or some shit?
I don't know if he plays differently, but I know that, like, the game itself changed for your second playthrough.
Okay.
It was, like, New Game Plus, effectively.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember now. It's been a long time since I played Mario
Galaxy.
Fucking
love that game.
It was good.
Yeah. All right, so I've been playing Dark Souls. Much surprise. You can, you can probably move on to the next person. But I've also been playing a lot of Overwatch. I'm just trying to, like... Because, like, Overwatch is a game that... I'm just going to say I'm kind of biased against, only because I talked to a lot of people who were really hyped about the game before it even came out, and so I would hear these things and these arguments, and I was just like, well, that's kind of bullshit. Like, I don't really understand, like, where all the hype was coming from. And so I'm playing again. I like the game. I like it a lot, actually. And so I'm trying to, like, make sure I have enough time to it so I can, like, properly critique it when I want to critique it. It's fun enough, so I'm not, like, forcing myself, but it's, like, I do, at the same time, want to make sure I have, like, a full understanding of it. So, I've been playing competitive, and that's been a...
A journey.
It's been a journey.
It's a train wreck.
It's a bit of a train wreck. The thing is, I really like competitive, like, actually playing it, because when you're playing with people who are as good or better than you, which is not what happens when you play just play mode, like, every time I play, like, quick play, whatever it's called. Like, everyone I fight, and everyone who's on my team is, like, significantly worse than me. So it's like I can kind of get
I can get away with doing whatever dumb shit I want to do. But the second you go into competitive, holy shit, you actually have to play the game. Like, you have to be on point the whole time. It's really satisfying to play well during that environment, instead of like in quick play, it's like, oh cool, I killed them all by like literally running circles around them. It's much more satisfying to defeat better opponents. No, nothing too controversial there, but yeah, competitive has a lot of problems, and I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you probably listen to other people bitch and moan about it all the time. But in case you haven't, there's a whole lot of issues with it. One,
salty motherfucker.
One, the community for the game is just like all salty League players who left League because League is making them salty, and so they went to Overwatch to be salty on Overwatch too. So I was a Symmetra main until competitive happened. I can't play Symmetra in competitive because the community is convinced she's garbage, even though the game has been out for a month, little over a month, and they're dead sure the meta is fucking set. Like, are you kidding me? Watch any fighting game that doesn't get patched. All the old school, if you follow any old school fighting game, like, how often does the fucking meta shift when people counter that counter and counter that counter and counter that counter? It's literally always evolving. Yet here we are, 1 month in, and no one even knows how to fucking get around. And here, like, are you playing Symmetra? Symmetra's bad. She wasn't using that one tournament. Whatever. That's a whole other thing. So now I'm a Lucio main for a competitive at least. And it's been a lot much better experience because I'm not getting flamed because Lucio's the best character. So like I'm usually the guy that plays like the really bad characters because I'm a bit of a hipster, I guess. But it also just the characters who I tend to enjoy, also the more interesting characters also tend to be really bad until you're really good with them. And Lucio's kind of like that, but he's also the best. So you also don't have to be good at him. If they get him to a point where I expect he's supposed to be like you're supposed to be able to use his speed and his like managing your sight lines to be like you're supposed to be good at Lucio. You're supposed to have to be good at Lucio, but he's so good that you can just kind of do whatever at this point. So I'm in a cushy position right now where my main is also the best character in the game, and so I can pretty much every game I can just open up, pick Lucio. Everything's good. No one's going to shit talk me for picking the best character in the game. So it's been pretty cushy. The only problem is people leave all the time. People leave when you're winning. I don't know if it's like a connection thing or if it's just like, I don't know what that's about. But like the funny thing is I was playing a game with this one dude, Louis Vuitton. I'm going to shout you out. I'm shouting you out, Louis Vuitton, because it pissed me off. He leaves the game.
Sorry.
He leaves the game and we lose. And the funny thing is, during your placement matches, it says if you leave a minute after the person leaves, then it says one, it baits you because first it says with no penalty, and then when the minute comes, it then switches to no penalty, but you get a loss. So like if you're not reading it, you're waiting for the timer to go off, and then the first time you're just like, hey, and then you leave, and then turns out your placement match, you have a loss there. So I lost 3 placement matches due to my entire team leaving because the first dude leaves and then everyone else leaves.
Yeah.
And there's this funny glitch that happens with that sometimes, or a good amount of the time, when the person who leaves comes back within the minute and you guys win the game, it still counts as a loss. So that... So for the few people who had a genuine disconnect, They also know that if they come back, they can fight. They can play the match for like 30 minutes and then still end up with a loss. So the second someone leaves, everyone bails. Everyone just bails.
And rightfully so.
Blame anyone for bailing. Like after one dude leaves, but what ended up happening is that 3 of my competitive matches were just losses because one of my dudes left. And back to Louis Vuitton. Yep, Louis Vuitton's a monster because I re-queued, and then he was on the enemy team this time, and then he left again. And so he leaves, and then he comes back, but after one person leaves because he left. So now we're doing a 5v6, and I just get crushed. Me and my whole team just lose a 4v5. I'm in a... Sorry, that's League. They lose a 5v6. How many people are on the team?
Six.
Yeah, six. Lose a 5v6 to Louis Vuitton, because apparently Louis Vuitton's a fucking badass. If you're listening to this, I hate you, you beautiful motherfucker. But, yeah. What else is there? Oh, there's the fact that they use, like, in-game statistics to track who
to track your ranking
to track like how much ranking you get.
Yeah.
And so like they have this weird thing where they base it, which in theory sounds pretty good. They base your ranking and how much points you get based on the average player of that character. And so what happens is if you play Mercy or Lucio or something, primarily Mercy, but if you're doing poorly or it's a close game, then the healers get way more like healing done and damage done and stuff like that. And so if you stomp, you just get less. That's just in general. But if you stomp as a healer, that means your team isn't dying, so you can't res them as much as Mercy. It means they're not taking as much damage, so you can't heal them as much. So like they did this thing where there was this ranked team that literally they played all 10 placement matches together, and the support main was 10 ranks lower. And 10 ranks in this is a big deal. It takes, like, if you're lucky, that's a whole other issue. There's so much wrong with it, but I'll go back to that later. The 10 ranks lower than the rest of her team, which is insane. That takes, grinding 10 ranks is going to take like a whole lot of hours. And then the actual growth thing is also garbage because it's based on the game mode. So they have King of the Hill and they have Escort the Payload type maps. And so the Escort the Payload ones, they give like literally 5 to 6 times the reward of the King of the Hill ones. And even though I think the King of the Hill ones are a much better representation of who's better than that, because it's like you can't really cheese those too hard. But in Escort and what do you fuck it, you can cheese, you can just pick a cheesy comp, hold them at this one specific spot that you know that they can't get through.
At the choke.
You get them at a choke point and then they can't do anything about it. And so, and those ones are worth so little. And then, so pretty much you're doing a coin flip. So at this point, it's like, am I getting an Escort? Or am I getting a King of the Hill? Because King of the Hills not only take longer usually than the attack and defense one, they give you about 1/6 of the payout of the other one. So your growth rate is based on how often the game arbitrarily decides to give you one of two game modes.
Yeah.
And there's even more, but I don't want to fucking drag this shit on for too
long. I'll keep going. You want to keep
going?
All right,
sure, let's keep going.
So the other one with the Escort, what do they even call that game mode? Is it like?
I think it's Escort.
I think it's just
Escort. Okay, so yeah. So another thing in Escort, where so if both teams end up getting to the arriving at the destination, they then coin flip.
Yeah.
So there's a coin flip for like as a tiebreaker, and one team gets to defend, one team gets to attack, and it's just completely random.
Okay.
And based on how quickly you got it to that, like your leftover time is taken, and that's how long you have to get it to the first checkpoint.
It's so and stupid.
So if you're playing on defense, it's almost guaranteed win at that point, because your team might have like 60 seconds to get this thing to the first checkpoint. You're like, well,
it's like one or two pushes maybe.
Yeah.
And the other funny thing is that there's lots of maps like Hollywood, like just being on the defensive role is just better. It's just better to be on defense than it is on offense, which is fine on some games. For example, let's look at CSGO. CSGO has, like, for example, on Dust 2, it's better. I think it's better to be, they consider it better to do CT over T, which is like the two different teams, counter-terrorist and terrorist. And it's fine because both sides get an equal amount of rounds on that side. So it's like, so when you're playing on the shitty side, your goal is to get as much as you can, not necessarily win. And so, like, say if you're even at like the halfway point and then you switch sides, it's fine because both teams are getting an equal shot there. But not, that's not how this works. It's one side is the advantage one round, and then you pretty much flip a coin flip to see who loses, because there's almost no way you're gonna get the point in whatever leftover time you have left. So it's a mess.
So you could play like a fantastic game, like both teams
you're playing really well,
both teams are fantastic, you know, it's great.
And then the coin flip happens, and you just want to lose.
It's like, oh, I guess I win now. All right, perfect.
And it's just funny because, like, I was still new at the time, so I didn't really know about it. So I'm playing the Hollywood map, and no team gets the first point. So, like, both defense teams just crush it, so that neither team gets on it. And then so they get the coin flip, and the entire team is like, fuck! And I'm like, oh, what happened? I don't know. And they're just like, we just lost. I'm like, oh. And then I look at the timer, they got like 12 seconds, and it's just like, oh, good luck, pal. But yeah, that's Overwatch. I don't understand. Like, Overwatch is insanely polished. Almost every other aspect of the game is like really well done, like meticulously crafted. And then this competitive mode, like, it's like it's the first competitive mode ever released in the history of gaming. That's how wrong this is. You can't have fucked it up this bad, Blizzard. Like, I don't. They had a beta. It was a beta competitive ranked mode.
It took them a month to bring that up after the full game was out.
Yeah, it wasn't even out with the release. They spent a whole month fine-tuning this beautiful beast. They fucking... Oh, my God. That's impressive. That's impressive. I mean, if you're a Blizzard employee... I'm sorry. I'm sure you did your best. There must have been like some sort of fucked up management somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't blame you guys, but something went wrong. And you gotta be able to recognize that if you're not already keenly aware.
And also one last thing about it, I hate that there's like no dedicated solo or group queue. Because like there have been so many times where I'm playing where there are a bunch of like solo queues and then the other team is just a party of six, and I'm like, this immediately isn't fair. Because they have communication, like, and I'm playing on console because... Well, console's been getting the shaft all along, and it continues to get the shaft all along.
Yeah.
So, people on console don't communicate nearly as much as people on PC do. Like, there's no quick way of saying, like, hey, I'm going this, so go this. Or, like, there's no real strategy unless you're using a mic, and 90% of the players don't use mics on console.
Yeah.
So, you start the game, there's a group of six people, you're at an immediate disadvantage, there's nothing you could have done about that.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
My experience with competitive from Overwatch and Counter-Strike, it's like Counter-Strike, everyone pretty much has to have a microphone. Otherwise, you're doing terrible for your team.
Yeah,
everyone's going to vote kick you pretty much eventually.
Yeah.
But Overwatch, it's like no one ever really talks, even on the PC one, from my experience. The one time, my first time playing, I'm like, hey, who's here? And
they probably all muted
no
you.
No response. And I'm like, can you guys hear me? And one guy's like, yeah, I don't know what she wants to do with it. I don't know, maybe communicate? Talk with your team?
Yeah, I've even had some people be like kind of cunty to me via mic, where it was like, because my first couple of matches were, ooh, I'm early on here, I'll pick Symmetra. Hopefully my team will build around me. And I got some quick play type team where it was like, where I got pretty much all offense and defense characters, and they were just like, hey, Symmetra, you should switch. And I'm just like, hey, I can't be tank and support, so maybe one of you fucking junk rats could, you know, switch or something. And they're just like, and then the game starts going south, and then they, like, it's immediately on me, even though I'm on fire the whole match. I think I talked about this last week.
Yeah.
I just wanted to play Symmetra. I really like Symmetra, but I can't play her on competitive because she's trashed here, apparently.
Yeah. And also, like, on console, people still don't really know, like, proper team comps, and, like, I know the meta hasn't developed, but these people still don't pick. These people go in and just blind pick Reaper still. And, like, so I've done this thing where I start playing, like, support chicken with them, basically. Where, like, I'll immediately go and pick Reaper, and I'll wait till someone else picks a support, and then I'll immediately switch to another support. Where I'm, like, I'll just counter pick, like, okay, this guy's Lucio, okay, I'll be a Mercy, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to force people into picking supports so I can play more supports so we could have a better...
Yeah, rounded team.
So you have a more well-rounded team. But people still go in, they're like, you know, this team needs three Torbjorns, which is usually a good answer on console, I'll be honest. Because he's busted on console. But, yeah, people still don't pick support, people still don't pick tank. And
man.
And it's just four Reapers and two Torbjorns.
Everyone just wants the sick Q.
Yeah.
Because every fucking offense character is the same thing where it's like, oh, I press Q, I kill five dudes, and I gotta play the game. Yeah. That's what they all want. And I'm like, I don't know, I wanna outplay people. Like, personally, when I play, like, I like to make people look stupid or kind of
play the game without using a Q.
No, it's not even just to play the game. I like to outplay people specifically. So I like to play Lucio, use his speed boost to like literally run circles around dudes, like, and like push them away. Like, I love just like Reinhardt's pushing up, I speed boost into him and go through his shield and knock him back and just run away.
Yeah.
I love doing stuff like that. I like sliding on walls and stuff. I like playing Symmetra so I can keep my laser on them and then just dodge them the whole time. I like making people look dumb. That's what I like to do. I don't like to press Q, kill five dudes. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So that's why I play support, because that's what a lot of them are actually capable of doing. But so I never understand, like, everyone wanting to be offense all the time, especially like everyone can kill. Like, the only people who can't kill is like Lucio and Mercy. Like, every other character just like is dead focused on just murking as many people as possible, yet we're pretending like the offense role is the only role that can get that done. And I'm just like, I don't know. That's just me, I guess. I love playing support. It's a lot of fun. It's not like, even Mercy is like your go-to, like, oh, she's supposed to be the, oh, she clicks and you heal. Oh, put your girlfriend on this roll, it's super easy type shit. And it's like, No, Mercy's like gotta be one of the hardest ones from like a skill floor perspective, and that's really dope. I like the fact that like you have to like evenly space out and like always kind of know where your allies are, yeah. So you're constantly jumping around. She's like, she is not the fucking medic for people who like haven't played Overwatch and they're like, oh, she has the same move as the medic from TF2. TF2 is literally just, I stand here, please don't snipe me. Like that's all they did, and so it's like, but Mercy, like actually you really have to like know where your allies are all the time and like strategically fly around or you're gonna get murked. And so she's actually a lot of fun to play. I don't know why I got on that point. I just like Mercy. She's cool. Heroes never die and such.
Just ran over.
Yeah.
So Adam.
I don't think I have anything else to say about Overwatch competitive. But that being said, I did play Overwatch competitive.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, it's a fantastic game.
It's got a lot of problems. Let me tell you. So, there was this ranked team that queued a six, and all right.
I played a few things. I played the new Street Fighter campaign
story mode.
Yeah, story mode.
Enlighten us.
So they added a story mode, like a 3-hour kind of just romp of just throwing all these characters into a situation for no good reason, and
it's really fun.
And it's really fun. Like I've seen people give it a lot of shit because, like, well, it's a bad story. Like, of course,
what the fuck were you expecting?
Like, of course it is.
But like, man, I prefer my Guilty Gear where I hit story mode and I sit down for an hour.
Dan is right next to you.
No, I love that. It just caught me off guard because they have like, I don't know what like the your stand. It's like arcade type story thing. And then they have this act like a literal movie in the disc where story mode is just a story. Yeah, no, and it caught me off guard. So I'm sitting here, I'm watching for 15 minutes. I'm like, wow, that's a crazy long intro. I can't wait to start fighting.
Yo, my friend was like 3 hours into the story mode before he found out that there wasn't any fighting.
He's just sitting there, just like, wow, this is so deep, man. I can't wait to fight. He still has the controller in his hand, like
he's like moving the sticks.
Yeah, just moving like the sticks and boredom, you know, just like. But yeah.
The Street Fighter V story mode is just like a 3-hour long episode of a horrible anime.
Yeah.
And like they bring back a whole bunch of characters that aren't in this game for no good reason. It's like, oh, here's fucking DiCaprio. Okay.
No, it's for Street Fighter V Turbo X.
For Turbo X, like.
They said they're not going to make those this time, so hopefully.
No, they said they will. It's just it's all going to be free.
Oh, they're just going to like. Oh,
like they're using this as like a platform.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, so they're still going to do Turbo X. It's just going to be through Street Fighter V. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I guess.
Like and free DLC.
Like free DLC. And two new characters came out too. Balrog and Ibuki came out.
Yeah.
With them.
I've been in the lab with Ibuki. She's pretty good.
Ibuki,
I'm liking her.
Ibuki's fun. Balrog doesn't seem very fun or good, really.
Like, not even like the guy known for playing Balrog thinks Balrog is that good right now.
Yeah, I watched him on stream for a little while yesterday. He seemed like he said he's making some progress, but I don't know.
Yeah, but that said, it also hasn't even been a week.
Yeah, it hasn't been a week. No.
So maybe he'll find some nice trick he could use.
Yeah,
but usually you can kind of tell if a character is good, like, or if they have potential pretty early on. Very, very rarely is it you find a character who's like,
Yeah.
And then, like, they actually end up being good.
Yeah. They released some new stages. They released all the skins. All, like, the ones from a while back.
Zangief's Macho Man Randy Savage outfit is now on the store, and I need it.
I honestly thought those have been out for, like, months at this point. And I never realized
this
was it, yeah.
Oh, is that the pack that includes Armika's Phoenix skin?
Yeah. Her Garudamon outfit?
Yeah.
Garudamon!
That one comes so good.
But you can't buy those with fight money, right?
No, those are real money only.
Which, that's really strange to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole point.
Yeah.
Maybe they were like, fuck, we gave people too much fight money.
But now it's hard as shit to grind fight money.
Yeah.
Because, like, you get, like, 50 for a win online.
Really?
Wow. And most things cost, like, at least 1,000, and that's for colors.
Yeah,
not costumes or stages, colors.
Oh, yeah. Aren't costumes, like...
So what, they, like, lower it? Or?
Costumes are 30, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
30 or 40,000?
The nice ones are 30,000.
And then characters are 100,000, and stages are, like, 70 or 80.
Yeah, stages are 70, and, like, the ones that just, like, change the time of day are 40.
Yeah.
So, it's...
so what happened? Did they lower the gains on it? Or, like, is it just,
it's
like...
just they lowered the payout for fight money.
Okay.
Running through story mode gets you 30,000.
Yeah.
But that's the highest thing you can get. Yeah. If you want to deal with survival, you can get a decent amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that shit's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, it just in terms of time investment, like,
yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. I feel like you could have just made them harder, but it's like, nah, not only did they make them harder, it's like, oh, fight 10 dudes, 20, 30, 40, and 50 dudes. And yeah. It's just like, that's going to take me like a good 2 hours. Just,
I mean, for easy, like, I blew through that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
For normal, it's about a minute a match, and the difficulty never goes high.
Yeah.
So like, about half an hour for normal. But other than that, like, no, fuck hard, fuck hell.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Like, just the time investment, and then you could lose.
Yeah, just,
like,
exactly.
You just lose, and you don't get anything, really, if you don't complete it. So it's just like, oh.
To quote Justin Wong, can't I just buy the colors?
Yeah, if you got the money, just let us buy it. Yeah.
And what else did I play? I played some Vita games, which I never thought that sentence would ever come out. I played 2 Vita games, because they had a big sale last week. So I'm like, let's try to buy some Vita games.
Which ones?
I played Hot Shots Golf.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hotline Miami, and I got really excited.
No, I already have that on my Vita. And Volume, the Mike Biffle game. Mike Biffle is the dude who made Thomas Was Alone.
Oh, okay.
And,
is that good?
It's pretty good. Like, he made this. It came out, I think, last year, and I think it's on PC, too. It's like, think like Metal Gear VR missions, that whole thing. That's basically what this game is. It's like top-down stealth stuff. Enemies got like vision cones and stuff like that. You got ways to like distract them where you can just like rupture the ground and they're like, wait, what the fuck is that? And they're over there. It's kind of neat. It's more fun than I've had on my Vita since I got it, but then again, I haven't played anything on it. Is that it?
Yep.
Is that everything I played?
You tell me.
I don't know.
Yes, we don't know your life.
And I honestly don't know either. I don't know my life either.
Adam's going on a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah, we've been playing tabletop, of course. I've played some
golf with your friends.
Yeah, we've been playing golf with your friends.
But like tabletop and golf with your friends are pretty much a staple at this point for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been playing this Overwatch competitive mode thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear about this? It's pretty busted.
Yeah, it came out this week.
This is ranked team?
Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, a little bit. I played, yeah. I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's it.
I played Rocket League, I bought a DLC pack, which I wasn't gonna do, but I did it because it was on sale.
DLC pack.
And yeah, they have like you can customize your cars.
Yeah,
and extra cars. And mine is a muscle car that has pearlescent paint, and I love it.
You can
it's
get
great.
A Back to the Future one.
Yeah,
Morty.
I also played about 45 minutes of Fury because I woke up early this morning. And it is great. If you liked Undertale, and if you also like Dark Souls, you will like this game.
I don't like Dark Souls.
Wait, what?
Undertale and Dark Souls, that's an interesting
point. I've seen this game, and I don't see either of them.
Yeah, really?
No. Yeah.
You don't see the bullet hell part of Undertale, nor the boss
Yeah, but that's just like a bullet
of...
hell, I guess.
Okay, I could have said Toho, but like, who would have gotten that?
If you like bullet hells or hack and slashes...
If you like boss rush games, get it. Also, if you like good music, go buy the soundtrack on Bandcamp.
I was like, I'm not going to buy a game just for the soundtrack.
I wasn't going to tell you to buy the game, but it's probably more worth it to buy the game and listen to it if you went the route I did.
I mean, I would, but lots of times, like, music, like, I don't give a shit about most game soundtracks. It's when it's in context. It's when it's in context that, like, you can really understand like, what it's for.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just like, I've heard this before.
What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, game music itself is really cool because they designed it to, like...
Yeah, for specific moments, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
But I think what's interesting is they didn't hire, like, specific video game music people for it. They hired a bunch of, like, a new wave electro artists, which I mentioned last week. A few of them are Lauren Scaddle. I think Lauren worked on Assassin's Creed. Maybe. I remember seeing his name. Scaddle worked on Hotline Miami 1 and 2. Carpenter Brute hasn't done video games before, I don't believe. Danger, and a couple of others. But I bought the vinyl. Shipping was $17, you guys.
Oh.
For what?
For the vinyl.
How much was the actual vinyl?
$32. What did it come
what did
in?
You guess?
The final for Fury's soundtrack. It came from France.
Was it carried by orphans?
It better be.
Carried by orphans.
It looks really cool because the cover is white with embossed silver, like everything. And the records themselves are pink and blue.
$9.
You know what, Pat?
What game is this?
Fury.
Fury?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one we've been talking about for the past couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, I know. I just wanted to make sure we weren't talking about a different game.
Maybe it's wrapped in baguettes.
No, it's F-U-R-I. Is how it's spelled.
Ooh, I'd make it worth it if it was wrapped in baguettes.
I really like Carpenter Brut's music, and I've been trying to find his music on vinyl for a long time. Yeah. So it's kind of a two-in-one package. I don't know. It killed me, but I have it.
But now
part
of you will be alive.
I'm sure most of me is alive.
Are you sure?
But the part that died right now, it'll be alive soon.
Your wallet probably died.
No. It didn't.
Shit.
Actually.
Make it that Monday.
It was, yeah. I had a nice cushion.
Thank God.
In buying this.
Yeah. I'm pretty interested in Fury, specifically for the gameplay. I'm not... Yeah. The aesthetic looks pretty cool. I like the animations. Like the animation work seems really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too big on the EDM thing. It sounds kind of samey to me. It's good background music.
Yeah.
Which, so it works. It works in video games, but I usually don't find myself going out listening to it because like it all sounds like the same song to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm old. I'm like,
this all sounds the same. I remember back in my day we had time signature changes and
whatever. That was a terrible joke. So what else is on the show?
Life. And casts.
Oh shit!
We broke our legs, guys. Oh,
no, wow. I didn't.
I broke my foot. TLC. Welcome to TLC.
No.
No. Do you want me to read the line?
No.
No. Save it for the hot cast.
We can get all up in the mic and then read it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm seriously considering
like
that being our.
I was like, Greg, can you please read the reader?
I probably could.
You have the buttery voice.
Do we really want the buttery voice for that?
Yeah, we gotta have the buttery voice and the lip smacking of the ASMR.
Or you read it and someone else is like...
Yeah, and
chews the microphone.
And,
like,
time.
And then Adam will just be sitting there scratching his beard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like where this is going.
We still need to decide, like, what...
Shuffling cards.
What the podcast is going to be.
It's going to be a sexual shitpost.
Yeah. That's kind of what I wanted it to
be. It's
kind of
just going
to
be, like... ASMR with nothing actually happening. We're not going to talk about things.
Yeah. It's going to be significantly shorter than this podcast.
It's 5 minutes.
Like, it's going to be
reading that one line.
Yeah, it's going to be reading the one line.
Getting sidetracked a little.
Yeah.
And then stopping.
Yeah, reading the one line, then, like, Adam beard scratching, lip smacking, and then someone playing Melee in the background.
Chris gets back?
Yeah, once Chris gets back, we'll have him practice ledge shield dropping and wave landing.
Oh my gosh.
Think of the click clacks.
Oh, all them clickety clacks.
I'm getting bothered just by thinking of the
Ooh.
Melee sounds.
Ooh, hot and bothered.
Ooh, the vapors. Alright, do we have anything else planned for this podcast?
Nah. We never have anything planned.
Do we have a plan? Anything?
I guess.
Like, you were here. We planned this shit 5 minutes before we started recording.
Yeah, I was there.
We gotta keep the mystery up.
I guess some Ronuez.
Mystery.
I mean.
Drampa.
We planned so hard.
I was planning.
All right, I think
There's
we got some.
I'm not gonna secret Hitler. Yet I keep winning.
Yes, luck.
I have all my people do work for me. Yeah, what's up?
I got some news.
Ooh, do you?
News. Not many interesting things happened this week. How many things do I have? I have six pieces of news this week.
What happened?
I accidentally emailed an important work email. Uh-oh. Archive. Not email.
Oh.
I'm important now, guys.
Red Dead Redemption will be coming to backwards compatible on Xbox One this Friday.
Okay. What's happening? Right.
Red Dead Redemption is going to be...
I thought you said Reddit.
Reddit is going to be available
Reddit
on Xbox
Redemption.
One this week.
r/redemption.
So for a long time, r/redemption. Greg. So for like a long time, like, they put out that poll where people would vote for what game you want most on backwards compatible. And Red Dead Redemption was always the number one. and it's been like that for a full year, and now they're doing it. So yeah,
I did. I think I still have it, but I just never played it after I bought it.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wanted it when it first came out, but when I was trying to get it, it was always sold out. And then I finally got it, and I never played it.
Continue.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
I just did.
We're gonna in a few minutes. What else do we have, Adam?
BioShock the Collection officially confirmed, release date and trailer revealed.
Yep.
It comes with BioShock, BioShock 2, and BioShock Infinite.
I can't wait to play BioShock 2.
You can play Minerva's Den because luckily it comes with the DLC too.
Cool.
And I think this is good only because they actually include the bad game in the franchise, unlike Batman, where they made the collection and didn't fucking include Origins in it. And that's actually not that bad of a game.
Yeah, I don't think BioShock 2 is not that bad. No, it just doesn't fit the theme of the others, which is okay.
That's fine. It can be a different thing. BioShock.
Fight me, Kennedy.
Yeah, BioShock 2 gets a lot of fucking hate. It's not good.
I know you're listening to these.
It's not good. But you know, it doesn't have to be.
You're on at like 5 in the morning.
You're just gonna comment on this podcast.
Yeah, right. Hey, fuck you all. I'm leaving. She deletes her account. That's it.
What else we got?
Super Mario RPG releasing this week for Wii U Virtual Console.
Okay.
It's you can tell it's a slow news week.
Yeah.
As soon as some people.
Oh, I didn't even say. September 15th is when the BioShock collection is coming out.
Okay. I'll have money then. Then again, maybe not. I'm going to buy another laptop.
Are you kidding me? It's a video? Okay, let me try to do this off the top of my head. So, PlayStation Plus free games were announced for July.
Fury is one of them.
Yeah, Fury is
Wait,
one
really?
Of them.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
So, this month for PS4.
Really?
For this month, it's Fury for PS4. It's... What the fuck else did I download this morning? Saints Row Get Out of Hell. This free, which was the spin-off from 4.
Yes. Yeah.
Johnny Gat.
Wait, was it like a separate game?
Yeah, it was a separate thing.
I thought it was an expansion.
No, it was a separate thing.
Oh, okay.
So that's free, as well as, what's the name of the MOBA? Paragon.
Paragon is
Paragon. Paragon, they're doing like a month-long trial period for PS4 users.
Oh, okay.
And then you get a whole bunch of like extra stuff when the game comes out for free.
All right, I'll play all three of those.
Yeah, I already downloaded all three of them this morning. For PS3, it's Call of War, as not Gunslinger, but the one that came out after that. I don't remember the name. And let me look up. That's all I remember.
What happened with the CS:GO skin, the class action lawsuit stuff, or that's news, right?
Oh, you want
to
fill us in on
that? Do we want to talk about that?
I don't know if you guys know anything. I know some stuff about it.
You can talk about it.
I don't dabble in
I haven't been following. I know it's on the H3H3 video.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with how CS:GO, what the whole issue is with CS:GO and skins and all that, there's these skins that you can get in CS:GO through like whole microtransaction system. But they can be used in third-party systems for gambling them online. And in some cases, you can cash them out for real money. It's very much more difficult to do, but some people can do that. And so what's happening is all these kids are getting tricked, basically, by these YouTubers who are promoting these gambling sites, which they own. They own the gambling sites, and they're making it look like they're getting these huge wins, but really, they own the site. They're not risking anything, and they're probably cheating to get those wins. So now they're... There's a class action lawsuit on Valve because of it, because they let third parties so easily interact with it, and it's basically letting kids gamble illegally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the real bad part is the YouTubers that are promoting it, acting like they, you know, oh, this is this cool new site that I found. It's really awesome, guys. And making a big hype about their wins or big losses. But really, it's they're not losing anything because they own the site.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That video, by the way, the H2H2 one was top fucking notch.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody just ruin a person's life so elegantly.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Like, this is, I'm like, there are certain parts, like, you know, when he would, like, go back to the clips of T-Martin and them, I actually had to pause it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I can't even deal with this shit.
Can we watch it after we're done with this?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, okay.
It's really fucking good.
Like, well done.
Fucking done. Like this man.
Like, it's when you put a marshmallow over the fire and it catches fire.
And it, like drops
that.
In. Oh. Like, that's what he fucking did to these people.
It drops in and he gets forgotten about until next summer.
Oh.
Damn. Yeah, like that. Just like that.
I got another.
There's some ants on it.
You got another story?
Yeah, well, it's just a small thing. I don't think you guys play it, but Ruby Grim Eclipse.
We
finally got a full release.
It what?
Oh,
it finally
the
got a full release today.
Oh, cool. Like
was it today?
Or physical release or like just 1.0?
It was early,
was it early
access.
Okay.
It was early access, and it finally got a full release today.
Cool.
Okay.
And so if you're a fan of the show, then check that out, because I play that a lot, and that's really fun.
If you're a fucking weeb.
Yeah.
Well, says the person who bought Ghost in the Shell.
A lot of people
the Steam sale.
A lot of people I know argue that Ruby isn't even anime.
Well, it's not.
Neither is Legend of Korra, but it looks like one.
Yeah. I mean, my basis is it's on Crunchyroll. But then again, a lot of other shows that
more like
aren't supposed to be on there.
Crunchyroll has a non-anime section.
Yeah, I was about to say, so it's like the Korean drama shows are also anime?
Dramas on Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They did the live-action Death Note TV series drama on there.
That exists?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that came out.
I've seen that. It's really good.
Death Note, it's hard to fuck Death Note up because it's just so good.
Yeah.
The base material.
You have.
I mean, if you make a short
story.
Movie out of it, it'll get fucked up.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot that needs to be done. Not good in short form.
With the proper media,
let's
say.
And believe it or not, Overwatch for PS4 and Xbox One update adds competitive play and some balance changes.
But they didn't nerf McCree.
They did nerf McCree.
Oh, they did?
They nerfed McCree and Widowmaker.
I was promised a D.Va buff.
Huh?
I was promised a D.Va buff.
Papa Kaplan lied to you.
Kaplan!
Then they announced some new Pokemon, but that would be very hard to talk about over podcast.
I just want to say...
Drampas!
Yeah, Drampa is best.
We done Drampas.
Drampas is my favorite.
It's so, just graceful.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay.
Take it away, someone. Whoever would like to.
I guess we should wait for Greg to get back.
Should we wait for Greg to get back?
Question time.
Meanwhile, I can talk
about... hosted
by...
No, not yet.
Okay. No,
we can't screen these.
Yeah, we can't screen these. Meanwhile, I can talk about what's coming out in between this week and next week.
Yeah. So question time will be hosted by our special guest Nugget.
Woo, no pressure.
Our special guest Nugget.
We're going to ask the hard-hitting questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
You're just going to come up and punch us and ask us a question.
I'll do that.
It's not even going to be like an actual question. He's just going to punch you in the face and be like, salad or soup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aggressive Panera.
What's the soup of the day?
Kennedy, if you're listening to this, can you tell us if that's what it's like when you work at Panera?
Oh, gosh.
How many do I have? Five?
However many you want.
Four or five. It could be a bunch of little ones.
So
probably gonna be dumb.
Hey, Greg.
Oh god, what the hell? Okay. So coming out in between now and next Tuesday, there's a few games. Today, which is July 5th, Lost Sea for PC and PS4 comes out.
Ooh, I love that game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even out yet.
Yeah. Read that day for me, Greg, and tell me it's not out.
You got me. I'm a fraud. So goodbye, everybody.
Fury launches.
Like that one.
That one.
Time.
At Bandcamp?
In Dive Kick.
Oh.
I'm gonna die.
Kick. You're gonna die. Kick straight on Greg's fucking head.
I don't say anything.
I am. Choke me. Go for it.
I just like to bring it up every once in a while.
Fury comes out on PC and PS4 today.
I play a lot of Mafia games. I know how to use this.
Do you play Mafia Wars on Facebook?
You know how to use headphones?
You know how to use them?
Yeah, I know how to use them. I'm Lucio.
Let's break it down.
Mega Dimension Neptunia 7 comes out on PC.
They're still making Neptunia games.
Yeah.
I've lost track. Like, I remember three. Seven of Mega. There's still Hyper Dimension.
When did those games start coming out?
I remember the first one came out like my sophomore year of high school.
God damn.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck they're still going.
Time.
They're not that good.
Yeah. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 13.
Ooh.
That's a Koei Tecmo strategy game. I didn't even know they had a strategy Dynasty Warriors game.
For PC and PS4. The Banner Saga 2 comes out on PS4.
Whoop.
Inside.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I also just got the first one, too.
I don't know if I'm going to get Inside. Yeah. Maybe I'll Steam share it with someone.
Inside comes out on PC on the 7th. It came out on Xbox One last week.
Is it Windows 10 PC?
No, it's Steam. It's like $20, I think. So.
Cool, I can play it then. That was the only reason I was like, maybe Xbox. Maybe not. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't actually consider it, but I was like, oh, if I were to get Xbox One, maybe this would be something I played.
Yeah, but PC.
Go.
Carmageddon Max Damage comes out on PS4 and Xbox One on the 8th, and finally Hawken comes out on PS4 on the 8th.
Cool.
Hawken is old.
Isn't it? Yeah, but now it's coming out on PS4.
What is Hawken?
Yeah, Hawken is like it came out like 2012, I think.
No,
yeah.
Isn't it like fighter jets?
No, it's you had actual mechs.
Maybe thinking
of
Hawks.
I was just on the PS4 page. It's mechs.
Yeah, it's just coming to PS4.
All right.
It used to be on PC, PS3,
oh, that's the one.
Xbox
Got
360.
It. Mech combat.
Okay. Maybe you're thinking of Warhawk.
Yeah, that's the one.
Warhawk. Yeah.
It has W's.
It's, so they both have Hawk in it.
Mm-hmm. And K's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nugget, would you like to ask us questions?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now go across
it's
the room and scream
for
at
questions.
Us.
Question
time.
That was our question jingle.
No, you have to fucking get up.
Here's a question.
You have to fucking get up.
You give us a question, yeah, Nugget.
And we'll answer.
I love it, Greg. Thank you for that.
No problem, buddy. All right. I'm always here for you.
No. All right. First question. What's the first game you've played or remember playing?
Dark Ages 2 for MS-DOS.
Wow.
Spyro 2 Ripto's Rage.
What a boring question. Next.
Wow.
No!
I can't remember shit.
Oh, I know. No, shut up.
How long do you have?
The first
game I remember playing was a Ren and Stimpy game for either.
Oh, I remember that game.
It was either Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
Jega Genesis.
Jega Genesis.
Yeah, but I used to play. That's the earliest memory I have, and I hardly remember it. I have images in my head of a commercial.
Mine either has to be fucking Tetris or Mario 3, because I inherited a NES at a very young age, and those were the games given to me with it.
Yeah.
Mine was either Tetris or Spyro, depending on what we're talking about. Because I didn't really play Tetris, I watched Tetris.
Yeah.
But I played Spyro and Crash Bandicoot. And if we're talking about computer games, it was Play School Puzzle and Reader Rabbit.
Oh. Okay. Oh, if we're including computer games. Putt-Putt travels through time.
Fantastic.
Pajama Sam.
Yeah,
Pat, would you like to tell us about all the pajama Sam games you forgot to mention that you played?
Oh, yeah. I bought the complete pack of Pajama Sam.
You sound so ashamed of yourself.
Don't be ashamed of who you are,
Pat. I'm not ashamed.
That's Pajama Sam.
Oh, so this is your first time ever playing games?
No.
Oh, shit.
All right, what's the next
one? Oh, that's it? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
maybe a less shitty one this time, Nugget.
Oh, my God. He's so hostile.
Hey!
Yo, you need to be fuck. You need this is our nigga giving us
questions. You need to be
fuck. You're never having any more special guests on. Animals
are rude. All right,
bye.
I don't want you here anymore,
so
you can leave.
Host the podcast.
Okay. What game has induced the most rage in you?
Oh, my.
Bloodborne.
And has anything been broken as a result?
No.
Yeah, I'm not the type of person to break stuff.
Yeah, my heart. Because I lost my literal daughter.
Somewhere along the line, it was one of the Mega Man games. I don't quite know which one it was, but that one definitely got me.
Okay, I have two answers. My first one is the classic rage. I would honestly say XCOM 2. Very recently.
Was it last night?
No, it wasn't.
Did stuff happen after I went to bed?
Yeah, I got pretty salty after that. But, no, because the first time... Because I've never quit a game due to rage. The first time I ever quit a game was this year. It was XCOM 2. Because, there's something so frustrating about the way it handles its progression. And if you make a mistake or if you fuck up, then it has permanent consequences, and I get the appeal of that. I really, really do. But at the same time, when Rich Capizzuto, my best fucking unit by far, because he has a shotgun, misses a 98% hit because it was a snake chick, and they just randomly have high dodge for some reason, and then he just gets crit and dies, so pretty much what happens, I lose my best unit for pretty much no reason early in the mission, so then I'm sort of playing from behind because it has this very a good and a bad sort of, it's kind of a neutral design decision where they kind of you have no real way of telling when the game is going to scale in difficulty, So you'll just randomly be doing a mission, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's a mech. Oh, there's a this. Oh, there's a this. You can kind of, so you never really feel like you're beating the aliens, which is, I think, is good design. But at the same time, sometimes you're just in a mission, and you get completely fucked, and then your people can get wounded. So even if they don't die, they can get wounded. They could be gone for, like, 30 days, which is a long-ass time. And then from that point, you're doing a mission with, like, all, like, just base-level characters. And then, during that mission, you can fight even harder dudes. So now you have garbage units who have to fight even harder dudes than your normal dudes could take out, and they all just get wiped. And so you're sitting there, you fuck up once, and now you're playing on the backside the whole game. And so I just said, fuck it. Rich is dead, my whole team fell apart, and I just stopped playing.
It's like nuzlocking through a game, getting really beaten up, and having to fall back on that level 3 fucking zigzagoon in your PC.
Yes, that's what it feels like. Except the only difference between this and that is that in XCOM, you can't go back to low-level areas to grind. In XCOM, you just keep moving forward. So now it's like, oh, you lost all your Pokemon with your first League attempt? Well, now you have to draw those fuckers from your PC and keep going. So now you got level 3 Zigzagoon, you got like a level 12 Abra, and then that's all you got. Now you got to make another fucking, what do they call it? Pokemon League attempt. That's what that's like. And the first game to make me legitimately angry was Fable 2, because...
Oh, yeah.
Because I've talked about this before on other podcasts. I don't know if I've done this one, but Fable 2 was, it got Game of the Year. Like, I think it was 07 or 08. Doesn't matter. Those were two amazing years for gaming. And so I get this game because G4 gives a Game of the Year. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good. And it was the most, like, 2.5-star, five games, does nothing exceptional, everything all right game I've played in my entire life. And I was just like, hey. This is supposed to be good. Like, there's supposed to be a morality system that's not, hey, do you save the orphan or literally just slaughter people for no reason? That's not morality. That's just fucking... Whatever.
But you get a dog.
The dog was the best part of the game. That's the only reason I give it a 3.
I love
the dog is worth a whole 0.5.
Like, I just love the animal play dogs fetch and catch.
More dogs. We need more dogs. More animal companions. Yes. Every game just needs...
Let me tell you about a little game called Neko Atsume.
That's not dog.
Which animal companion? They have companion one for dogs. Prefer, like Huffer, Misha, Leok. Which animal companion do you want?
Fuck you. I'm partial to Leok, even though he's probably the worst. I like him. You know, he's got potential. I like potential. You know,
potential's great.
Potential's great. Yeah.
Did you two answer?
No, not yet. No. I have two answers.
Okay.
My first one, I've mentioned this before, Okami, for the Wii. I did not have this game for the PS2. I still haven't beaten it, because the same control to draw the sun is also the one to make the trees bloom. And there's a quick time event where you have to make all the trees bloom, and I keep making the damn sun. So I've been stuck on this game since I bought it.
God damn.
And the game that probably caused the most rage, legitimate rage in me, was, it was a Tekken game. I was at my friend's
There's
house.
There's your first mistake.
Wait, he was just like, let's play Tekken. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll play fighting games. I was winning. I won my first match, and then I won my second one. It was best of 3. And then I lost 3 games in a row, and I threw the controller at his head, and it cracked in half.
Why?
His head?
Oh. Holy shit!
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, not really. That was my ex.
Okay. Oh. Fantastic.
But yeah, I broke my friend's controller.
Yeah, cool. That's
why I don't play fighting games.
Really get mad at
Well, Pat,
good for you, Pat.
Pat, I feel like you're an emotionless person when you play fighting games.
Trying to fucking put him above us. What the fuck?
What about when May puts a wall up in front of you?
I just kind of cuss. What about when? About
what about like when someone's in chat and Overwatch and someone says Junkrat's fucking terrible? Like, what about then, Pat?
Stole your lunchbox.
Shit.
Can right. I'm going to do a quick PSA before this next question. Okay, so if you're playing a competitive game, League of Legends, Overwatch, anything of the sort, and someone does something stupid, can you just fucking swear at your screen like any rational human being? Please don't argue with the people in game. If you're 12, all right, you'll grow out of it. But if you're a grown-ass man and you want to argue with people online, just fucking swear at your TV. I swear to God, it's so much better than... I'm telling you, I used to be 12 and I would aggressively type people. That does not make it better. I'm telling you, yell at your fucking screen. It works wonders.
Or yell at what I do.
Or yell at your family. So take it out on your... take it out on the small ones. They can't fight back. All right, please continue.
I am the younger sibling.
All you gotta do.
Yeah. Get back! I don't have anyone to yell at.
Stand on a chair and hit your brother.
What am I gonna do? Yell at the beans?
Yes.
Punch a bean.
Get a bag of beans and just start fucking laying into it.
Yeah, go punch a pillow.
No, but.
I have three.
Okay, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta keep them
speaking,
going. Don't
speaking of, like, getting mad at people in game, ever since I started playing Arena in Hearthstone, like, people never, like, in Constructed, I've never really, I have, like, an occasional person who adds me to shit talk me. In Arena, it's in every game past win 5. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
That's
and
hilarious.
There's this one dude where, yeah, I wasn't really particularly doing anything. I was sitting at, like, 9-2 or whatever. And this guy messages me, and he, like, shit-talks my whole family. Like, I hope your family dies. I hope you have cancer or whatever, blah, blah, blah. He removed me. I added him again. Like, I sent him a friend request. I didn't play another game. He's like, what the fuck? Okay, I hope your house gets set on fire this time. I'm like... I sent him another friend request. And I never heard from him again. Fantastic. I just wanted to fuck with him for a little while.
All right, next question. What is your guilty pleasure game or genre in general?
I've got two answers. One, Hearthstone, because I despise that game. I don't want anyone I feel ashamed of myself playing that game because of just how much I disagree with everything it does on a design and fundamental level. But I still play it because I like collecting, and I'm just a human who likes numbers going up. My true answer is Dynasty Warriors, the entire franchise. In terms of franchise, they got number 7 all time. I fucking love those games. They're garbage. The worst games. I fucking love every single one that's ever come out. I love the dumb story. I love every time Guan Yu dies and then Liu Bei goes from being the virtuous leader to the tyrannical mother. He gets really mad once. He's not sure to process the emotions. And so he starts killing people. I also like when I like everything. I like when the fucking the priest guy comes. He's like, "Oh, I have the power of religion," and they're like, "Nah, get out of here. This is China." And then they just stab the shadow. Oh man, I love those games. Just fucking mindlessly hitting buttons and just watching thousands of dudes die. I would love a Dark Souls inspired Musou game, which is what people describe the Dynasty Warriors games as. We play as Lord Gwyn or Nito, and you just fucking just kill thousands of undead. We don't need 1v1 combat no more. I want to swing my sword and just drop 300 dudes with a single swing. That's what I want. They need to, we have Azura's Wrath, which is insanely over the top. We need a Musou game in the spirit of Azura's Wrath of going as absurd as possible always. So just, I want to literally be a titan, just killing thousands of dudes on the ground. I think that would be fantastic.
That kind of already happens with Sengoku Basara, because it's literally just Dynasty Warriors, but they're incredibly anime.
Yeah, they're definitely there's a bit more density in the Senran Gakura, whatever the hell you say it.
Sengoku Basara.
Sengoku Basara. Yeah. I was thinking of something. Everywhere. I was thinking of the titty game. No, because there's a titty.
There's another one that's also like that.
Yeah, there's the. I think it's
Senran Kagura.
Yeah,
I think.
Kagura. Yeah. And it's pretty much a titty version.
So much weed.
That's yeah. The one the Kayla plays.
Yeah, it's the titty Musou game. So you pretty much play as all these schoolgirls and stuff, and you beat the shit out of each other. And then when you get them to 30% health, their clothes fly off because Japan.
Yeah.
Anywho, that's my answer.
Who's next? Come on, let
it's
it out.
It's usually a mobile
Tell
game.
The world.
It's usually it's almost 100% of the time a mobile game. But most recently, I don't know, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Come back to me.
That game that you're just too ashamed to tell people you've ever touched. Come
for,
on.
For a while, it was Clash Royale. I didn't want to tell people I ever played a Supercell game. But then the more I started playing, I'm like, wait, this game's really good.
We watched one of the tournaments.
That was after. But it was like that for a little while. I'm like, man, fuck. I have it on my phone.
Like this game?
And I'd be ashamed of it. I'd be like, I fucking hate you. Yeah. I fucking hate this game. But as I played more, I'm like, man, I shouldn't be ashamed of this. This game's actually pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I can't think of... they're usually very of a time. Like, my guilty pleasure games don't really last for more than, like, a month.
Yeah.
I mean, I can accept genres as the answer. So if you're saying mobile games in general...
Yeah, mobile. I'll say mobile games, then.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's, like, visual novels are kind of...
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm even helping to work on one now.
Yeah.
But, like, I just got finished playing Nekopara and stuff, and, yeah. So, that's...
It's okay, we'll have mics next
yeah.
time.
There's not much to say about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Visual novels can get really good, though.
Yeah.
They can
yeah.
be.
Like,
that's why I like them. But, like, some of them are kind of, you don't want people seeing you play it. It's like,
yeah.
no, I won't play them, my roommates in them.
Yeah, that's how I feel about watching subs on every anime. Literally every single one. I'm like, this isn't porn. This is just a girl fighting, but it sounds like porn. And so I'm just like I, literally one time I was just watching anime, and my brother like walks into the room, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm watching this girl fight a dragon." Oh.
Speaking of that,
and then he walks away.
I don't watch anime frequently. The last anime I even kind of watched was Food Wars. I had to watch
that
show.
Now that sounds like porn.
I had to watch that show with headphones on.
Yeah, most definitely. Not my bad.
Deep cast.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Anyone else? Anyone else ashamed
of share?
No.
I have
I don't
a
play bad
that
games.
I can
share.
I
guess.
Wow.
Yeah, that works.
Really feel guilty about playing WoW.
There was one
WoW.
Game that I can't remember its name. That was a big guilty pleasure for me when I did play it. I have to remember what it was. I know someone on YouTube did a video about it, so I'm just going to go to their channel.
Have any of you heard of the game Britney Spears' American Dream?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's okay. A treasure.
Treasure.
Now that I think about it, I do love a good visual novel. I think Had a Full Boyfriend would be my guilty pleasure.
That's
yeah.
So
that's a dating thing.
Doesn't
that's
really constitute
so
as whatever. A guilty pleasure, though.
No, because I, like, unabashedly enjoy it.
I wasn't ready for the 3-hour ending.
Right?
Yeah, I was sitting down for, like, okay, here's another 20 minutes
so
of my
great.
Life gone, and I was like, when is this going to end?
When I
need to go to bed.
It has a deep plot about love.
I know!
More to us.
And... I guess it would be, like, the Kim Kardashian game. I don't know. I haven't had it on my phone for, like, a year, but I've had the urge.
Pat.
It's gotta be a better answer.
I said
oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Next question.
Wait, I found
if you
it.
Regretted it, comment on this.
If you regretted this podcast, please let us know.
Is this podcast your guilty pleasure?
Probably.
But I found
the podcast is most definitely gonna be...
One Chanbara Z2 Chaos.
One Chanbara.
More name?
I know that name, One Chanbara.
I'm not weeb enough for this.
Wow.
You're calling me a weeb? Why are you putting me in that?
I said this.
It's pretty much nothing but ass and tits the game, but underneath it is like a really, really good combat system.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the like
combat.
The chainsaw
yeah,
zombie thing.
It's the chainsaw zombie thing, exactly.
Yeah,
combat.
Okay. Yeah, it's these two booby girls, and they fight zombies.
Yeah. Dan plays it for the plot.
It's so fucking
plot,
stupid.
Plot.
What plot?
Yeah,
exactly.
I seen on the two best friends show. What is it, though? It's like weird Japanese shit. I believe that's the best
act
friends
one,
show.
Act two in the intermission.
Intermission? What?
In between.
I didn't see what you pointed at.
All right, next question.
And on that note. What did you all have for dinner?
Last night?
Yesterday?
Fuck.
What did I have? Burger?
What didn't I have for dinner?
Fuck.
I had, as a Cape Verdean person, I had rice.
Rice is great.
I had like 5 hot dogs and 3 burgers.
America!
Burger, some mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah, I guess it was July 4th, but as a not American, pretty much. I'm legal, but it's just like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like... I had rice, I had some potatoes,
some meat. I think it was chicken. And some broth, whatever, however the hell it was prepared. Put it all on one plate, ate it up. Some good shit. So nice, I had it twice.
I had your typical Armenian cookout, minus all of the Armenian parts. I had an Americanized Armenian cookout. It was chicken kebab, steak kebab. There was corn. Potato salad, seafood salad, vegetables, a tomato casserole.
I'm about to just like whenever she has a gathering, I think I'm just gonna sneak in there and be like, get some of this potato salad.
Yeah, seriously.
It wasn't my mom's potato salad, so it wasn't incredible. Okay. But it was still pretty good.
I was gonna
anyway, that was some.
Just expect me to be in the trees every once in a while. Like, potato salad? No? Okay. I'll drive an hour back home.
Yeah. Also, that quinoa was fucking fantastic, too.
Quinoa. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was. I liked it.
Quinoa's great. Yeah.
Bless you.
Good ass
quinoa. I had white people barbecue food.
So wait, hot dogs.
No, I did not have a hot dog yesterday. No, I had chicken, and we had potato salad, and pasta salad, and corn salad, and green salad.
And a potluck
corn salad.
Yeah, corn salad was actually pretty good, considering I don't like most of the things in it, like tomatoes and cucumbers and onions.
Onions in a salad, onions in pretty much anything, unless they're sautéed, are gross.
And, yeah. and water.
Like, especially red onions. Like, raw red onions in a salad. Like, go please, consider your life again.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Pretty bad.
Yeah, bypass.
Shit.
I like caramelized onions.
Fix your taste buds.
Onions are only good in ring form.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
White onions are okay.
Like a nice caramelized onion on top of a burger.
Well, I don't even like onion rings. It's like crust and then onion. it does nothing for me. It's like I get literally just crust, and then under that crust is literally onion. Nothing about it has changed. It's just an onion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Onion is good.
Yeah, it's fucking
good. Okay, Shrek, go eat one like an apple.
I will.
That was probably a little mean, but, like, why do you like raw onions?
My dad likes them, too. Yeah.
Suddenly the Shrek's fucking not.
Okay,
my whole family hates onions.
Really?
Yeah.
Food wars.
We throw onions
God.
At people?
It's garlic, not onions.
It's
garlic.
My dad will actually just bite
just
into
go eat a garlic clove, then. What are you doing? You're not a true Italian if you don't.
I don't know.
I'm trying to be an Italian.
It's decreed by Mr. Italy himself. Alright, we have one more question, I think.
Alright, this is going to be a very important one. Right, listen close. How was your weekend?
Nothing.
Yeah, it was fucking nothing. Cool. Next.
Next question.
That's not my
next question.
Either in my room or hanging out by the pool. That's about it.
I think you got a pool.
Yeah. Right, I got ice cream. I bought shoes.
What? So I'm about to go to your house now.
Depending on a party.
Do it right now. Let's go.
It won't be a 24-hour stream.
Yeah.
Do it. Maybe teach Sydney how to swim. You have a pool.
No, yeah. We're just going to swim around, Sydney, and make her jealous.
I'm not going to get jealous.
That's what you're saying now.
Everybody in my family
Wait till
swims.
They see this butterfly.
I don't know, you ain't seen me swim before.
No, that's the butterfly.
It's like the best because at camp, one of the songs that my kids sing is about like fish that want to do things that fish aren't supposed to do. And it's like, somebody put like roller skates on. I'm like, I can't roller skate. Like, somebody put on ice skates. I can't ice skate. Somebody put you on a bicycle. I'm like, okay, I can bicycle. And they're like, and now you're swimming. I'm like, can't do that. It's like,
wait, fish can't swim?
Well, like, no, I can't. I'm not a fish.
What?
A fish has a name.
A fish has
a broken chair. Almost. A fish has a name.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna
a fish has no name.
I'm learning some professional ass swimming, and I expect
all you to
I expect all you to do the same so we can make it jealous.
What's good? Yeah,
Pat.
Nice. What?
Patrick.
What? Potent.
Pat, do you have an Olympic sized pool?
Why are
you hitting me? Is
this like a mile? We're both going like this. I'm sorry, Sin.
I was doing this.
You always hurt me.
Violence on the life cast.
Oh my god.
This is an interesting special guest experience.
What's good?
Fight cast. Do you know Michael Phelps? Because we're going to invite him to your party so he can teach Sydney how to swim. Who better, right?
Who better?
He's probably not even WSI certified.
What?
I don't even know.
I don't even know what that
He's
is.
He's not certified to teach swim lessons.
Neither are we.
Why do you know what that's called?
Because my sister took it.
Okay.
God.
No, I'm just curious. Like, I just want to know how you have this random worthless knowledge.
I have approximate knowledge of many things.
I had a full conversation with somebody about the steps to become a lifeguard, and then I just ended that with, I can't swim. And they're like, why did you ask me that? I'm like, I need to talk to somebody for 5 minutes.
Oh, speaking of, if anyone knows how to get a motorcycle license in Massachusetts, please email me or tweet at me at Knert.
Would you like to spell it? Because that might be a little
It's K-N-U-R-T-T, if you listen
to
this.
To the registry.
Excuse me? Do you have a motorcycle license? Do you know?
Can't we Google it? I used to have the book. You used to mention it there.
Yeah. It's just like, go do this. And I'm like, but how? How do I learn if no one's going to teach me?
I thought it was like the same thing as, it's just a different,
you have to take
different letters.
Get a different
no, I don't think they do on-road lessons.
You have to take lessons, and then you...
Even if you're over 18?
How would you take lessons with somebody?
Yeah.
Well,
would you just ride?
No,
how would you learn for your road?
Craigslist!
You have to take a class.
Let's go!
Craigslist!
All right, I'll show you how to ride a motorcycle. I can't even ride a bike.
I can
honestly,
show you. I'm probably
going to
die on
a
motorcycle.
I'll teach you how to swim. You teach me how to ride
a
bike.
That's about all I can teach people how to do.
You have to take a specific class.
Is it one or is it like a week-long thing?
I'm not sure.
Multiple?
Like,
driving hours?
You actually are on a bike for this class. You're not like sitting in a classroom learning. And then...
You don't learn shit!
Oh.
You know what
I fucking... It's a hands-on experience.
It's not a paper test.
We just read from...
I don't know, man.
My driving class, he just gives us the Massachusetts Driver's Handbook and has us read it out loud, the whole thing.
My driver's ed class, we talked about competitive Super Smash Brothers.
And then when we did the road lessons, he would just make sexual remarks about all the women we drive by.
Oh my god!
I'm just like, okay.
He
that's
had
cool.
a broken Italian accent too.
That doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it would make it very
a little
broken.
More
yeah, exactly.
I thought he was saying it to make it funnier, which is exactly what I thought.
I didn't take driving lessons.
I remember one time
I took
can't
one.
Even drive.
Yeah, like
I know.
Yeah.
I don't even have a permit.
The
I'm not sure if I've told
the
story on the podcast, but I took one driving lesson. And the guy was wondering, he's like, how are you stopping so quickly? He looked at my feet, saw that I was driving with 2 feet. He told me, you can't do that, so I stopped going.
Learn how to drive manual transmission. Then you'll be able to drive with 2 feet.
Yeah, because you got
to... Yeah. Because you have to
clutch,
break the clutch.
And then
not
drive.
Break the clutch. Don't break the clutch, because you won't be able to use your car!
That sounds like more things I need to learn.
Yep.
Hit clutch, shift, and then...
Yeah.
I will never learn how to drive manual because my brother will never stop shoving it down my face that I need to learn how to drive manual.
I'm probably going to have to.
Wait, your younger brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
But my younger brother is still 18.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forget
Like, my
that.
Younger sister is... Youngest sister is 17.
I just assume all younger siblings are, like, 12.
It's only, like, 3 years
younger than me.
Huh?
I
want to
learn.
I have a younger brother.
That's what happens
when
you have a
sibling?
Yeah. He's in my profile picture.
Oh, that's your sibling?
That's my brother, Andrew.
I didn't know.
Do you Facebook? Oh shit, that's
I just
Candy
thought,
Crush.
I just thought it was like your friend or something.
No, that's my brother, Andrew.
I guess you do kind of look alike.
No, shout out to Nugget's brother, Andrew.
Wait, no, your name is not Nugget on Facebook.
Wow, shocker.
When the nickname becomes real. I
just thought that was Arthur.
Okay, now that you mention it, you do look alike.
Yeah.
Is that the one that we did in Cyber Patriot with?
Yeah,
Arthur.
Yeah.
I thought that was Arthur.
All right,
no,
now
that's
my this
not
has
not
been
Arthur.
Riveting podcasting for the past 10
I mean,
minutes.
There hasn't been gaming.
Kind of looks like Arthur.
I'm probably going to, like, speaking months. Of manual transmission, I'm probably going to have to learn because I've wanted a muscle car for like 8 years.
I want to learn stick, so.
I just want to learn how to drive, but like not really.
You like the idea of driving.
Yeah.
You don't like the idea of like car maintenance.
Yeah.
I'd like to drive if I need to, but man, I fucking hate
it. It's more the anxiety surrounding the
like,
driving. The fact that I can't
very
see
really quick.
Yeah.
Once you realize that no one wants to get in an accident.
But
yeah.
I can't
see. So you can
see.
Be as aggressive as you damn want.
Oh,
yeah.
But Deanna, I can't see.
Yeah, you're
I would be I oh man, I'd be like that fucker who drives in the breakdown lane, but not because I'm trying to pass people, but because I'm too scared to go in any other lane.
No.
Like, why do you hate driving?
My first, like, 6 months
I hate
driving,
cars.
I never went on the highway because I was scared to drive with other cars.
I haven't driven since I got my license, like, years ago.
Because
I've been on campus.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Well, at least, like, you have it. Have you had it renewed at all?
I don't have to. Yeah, next year. Next year.
Yeah.
Gotta get my sweet
I just
ID
got my
renewed.
Renewed.
Your sweet ID?
Yeah.
It's not so much, like, the fear of crashing. It's more just, like, I don't like being in that place for too long. And I've discussed this with you. I feel very uncomfortable in the left half of the car for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I was always the younger sibling, and I was the smaller sibling, so I sat behind my dad, who's in the passenger seat all the time. So I'm so used to the right side of the car that I don't even like sitting on the left half. I feel very uncomfortable.
I can't ever remember a time where both my parents were in the car and my mom was driving.
Yeah. Wait.
That's fucked up.
What'd you say?
I can't remember a time where both my parents were in the car and my mom was driving. Like, not even on, like, 14-hour road trips.
My mom drives a lot because my dad drives for a living.
So, like, this morning I woke up and I brushed my teeth. After I brushed my teeth, I took a shower. And,
you're a morning shower.
Yeah. No, I usually do it at nighttime.
Just
but
like that.
I got too busy watching Young Justice. And I got to season 2. I was like, oh shit, Robin's all grown up. He's Nightwing now. That's great. I like Nightwing. And then fucking Miss Martian and Superboy broke up. I was like, oh no, they were my OTP. And now they're gone. And then so I was like, oh fuck, it's 4:30. I should probably go to sleep. So I went to sleep. And then I woke up. And that's how we got to the beginning. But in case you forgot, and this morning I woke up. I brushed my teeth. I used Colgate, I think. It's not the toothpaste I'm used to using. But it was
cavity protection Colgate or just regular?
I think
Colgate.
It was cavity protection. It was really
the blue thing on the
side. It's just white.
Okay, so it's no, I mean not the toothpaste. It's not like the tube. If it's blue, if it's got blue.
No, the tube is red. It's the Colgate's red.
Blue on it?
Nah, it's all it's white
it's
and
not
red.
The cavity protection.
Yeah, it's not
I'm pretty
cavity
sure any
protection.
Toothpaste is cavity protecting.
No, but this one says it specifically.
Yeah,
oh.
It's got extra cavity protection.
Toothpaste does. Yeah.
All right. Anywho, so after I took my shower, I went downstairs. And I grabbed a cantaloupe, a small piece, not the whole thing. That'd be weird. So I got one, and I ate it. And then I grabbed my keys and went in my car. And I listened to a podcast, and I drove here. I was listening to the Broken Arrow podcast. It's Epic Name Bros podcast. He's a Dark Souls streamer, YouTuber. He was pretty much the first person to play Dark Souls 1 because he's a Japanese English person. Oh no, he is full white, but he can speak Japanese. And so he lived in Japan, and he really liked Demon Souls. So he played Dark Souls while it was still in Japanese. And so he was the first one to be like, "Hey guys, it's your Epic Name Bro here, and this is a cool game made by Hidetaka Miyazaki. It's really cool. You should play it." And then that's where we started all this Dark Souls stuff here in the West. So you should really thank him. Everyone should go subscribe to him and be like, "Hey, Marcus, you're a cool guy." And say Greg sent you, because he doesn't know me, though, so that's probably not right. Maybe he'll know me someday, and then I'll maybe send him this podcast and be like, "Hey, remember that 560,029th subscriber? No? Oh."
We can cut it there.
Thank you.
All right, bye everybody. This has been the Lifecast.
Peace out.
We'll be back next week with better equipment.
Bye, Marcus.
Bye.
Bye, Marcus.
Bye.